We have what we call a top 10 list. Okay, admittedly, it's kind of a crappy top 10 list because
about to say, who made this list?
There's only six people on the list. So I'll spare you the 10 and go with six. Six people on the top 10 list of people who should replace Faith Hill on the Sunday Night Football theme. Here's my first thought, and she didn't make the list. What about Joan Jett? It's her song anyway.
No.
Well, it is.
No.
It is
she
her.
I don't care if she can't replace him. No.
She's scary.
No, not. I know.
She's
not
a little scary. We saw her on TV the other night, and I was scared. We were talking about that.
Fine. Other people mentioned on here, Ozzy Osbourne or Van Halen or Metallica. So they're saying some sort of aged metal rock group. I would love to see Metallica do it. You know, because they have this. The college football guys is whoever those lame country dudes are. Not
Rascal Flatts?
Not Brooks and Dunn. Who are the two dudes that do the Saturday morning thing? Then you got the cowboy guy, the rapping cowboy guy.
Oh, gosh.
It's actually not bad. Coming to your Cite?
Yeah,
those guys?
He's
anyway.
Big and Rich, that's
Big and
right.
Rich, thank you. Big and Rich, Thick and Rich, whatever their names are. Two country dudes and a country rapper. Anyway, Ozzy Osbourne, Van Halen, Metallica. What about Poison? I'd be fine with that. Brett Michaels singing the Sunday night theme. Blonde hair, you wouldn't even notice it wasn't Faith. Anyway, other options, Foo Fighters. Be hard pressed to find a cooler guy on the planet than Dave Grohl. Maybe Justin Timberlake, they
Don't
say.
Don't they want a hot like girl again? Like, isn't that the point of it all?
Can I just run through my list? Then you can make additions. And I'm getting
ahead
to the hot girl, so relax. Didn't know you had tendencies that way. Anyway, who said the Sunday Night Football performer needed to be a female? Good point. Thank you. Well, Katy Perry's also on the list. Happy now? In fact, you could just let Katy Perry's chest sing the Sunday Night Football theme. That would make most people happy. She could wear that shirt she wore on the Sesame Street show. Yeah, exactly. Coming to your Cite, indeed. Next on the list, Beyonce. Captivated the audience at Super Bowl. That would be perfect to me.
I think that'd be awesome.
She is a
she
crossover.
Was my number one.
She has mass appeal. She has across the board, across all genres. Everybody likes Beyonce.
Do they have that amount of money, though?
Maybe they could double up with her and Jay-Z.
Pepsi? Oh.
No, her
she's
and Jay-Z.
The Pepsi now.
Oh, whatever. I'm more of a Coke guy.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm kidding. Come on. They say local performers. I actually like this idea. Local performers doing the Sunday Night Football theme. So let's say they're playing a game at Tennessee. Yeah, they get somebody from Nashville. If they're playing in L.A., L.A. doesn't have a football team. If they're playing in Oakland, they get somebody from Oakland. They're playing in Miami. They get somebody from Miami. What do you think? I like that. I think that's probably the best idea. The other option they suggested
is... What happens when you go to, like, Minnesota and no one's from there?
This list says...
There's always somebody
have you
from
ever heard
somewhere.
Of, I don't know. There's a guy named Prince you might have heard of. He's from Minnesota.
Is he from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't.
He's pretty good.
I'm aware
pretty
of
good.
That.
Yeah. Well, you call him the symbol.
The symbol.
You're racist against symbols. I see how you are. And last but not least on this list, I don't know where he hails from, but this guy says, I've long awaited this person as a possible Super Bowl halftime entertainment. I fully support this idea. Number one on the list, Weird Al.
Oh,
Big Baby,
no.
You with me? White and nerdy?
Wow.
How do you do?
Great call.
Thank you. Okay, would you rather Joan Jett or Weird Al Yankovic for the
Neither.
Sunday Night Football theme? That's not an option, Christina. That's not an option. You have to play the little game if you want to further your
you
career in radio.
Do you want to take off your passport?
No. Should we go whoever comes up with the best idea, give him one?
Best
it's going to be a parody version
Fine.
With Weird Al.
Put it, email me, thezone at 1037thebuzz.com. Best option to replace Faith Hill on Sunday Night Football. And you're going to have to do better than Weird Al because that's a pretty darn good one.
No, that's horrible.
Nobody asked you.
There you go.
Why don't we have this in here? Oh, my gosh. It used to be in the system. I have to find it.
You have plenty of horrible songs by him.
Thank you. See, you know what you did?
What?
You just you showed that you're discriminating against Weird Al. You don't like him.
No, it's not very good.
Well,
like Adam Sandler would do better mocking the way he does.
We used to have this song in the system. I'm really upset right now.
He's devastated he doesn't have a Weird Al Yankovic
We used to have
song.
White and Nerdy in the system. It's a great song. It was actually better than Ride and Dirty. It was actually a better song than Ride and Dirty was. Big Baby, I'm so upset right now.
Can you not pull it up on YouTube?
I probably could.
You probably could.
What was this from? This is from that same album, I think. Weird Al is a musical genius. I think most people have probably caught on to that by now.
what we want to be listening to before we watch our Monday Night Football.
Exactly.
Or Sunday Night Football, sorry. The nerve to put me on hold. I sued Starbucks because I spilled a frappuccino in my lap and it was cold. I sued Toys R Us because I swallowed a Nerf ball and then it choked to death. I sued Petco because I ate a bag of kitty litter and now I got bad breath. I sued Coca-Cola, yo, because I put my finger down in a bottle and it got stuck. I sued Delta Airlines because they sold me a ticket to New Jersey. I went there and it sucked. Yeah! If you stand me up on a date, if you deliver my pizza 30 seconds late,
I don't know how you don't recognize the genius that is Weird Al Yankovic.
His Comedy Central like special was hilarious last year.
Was it?
Every song, he basically changes it in outfit too, you know?
Oh, the guy's an unbelievable talent. Is. There's no question. No question about it.
I cannot vote for him.
Okay, well, you don't have to.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sean.
I have other things that we're not going to have time to get to because Barrett Salee is going to join us after the break. I will say this going into the break, and I'm normally not wanting to get too political on the show, although this is sort of a broader issue than that, but... I just got a note that they may have identified a suspect in the bombing in Boston. Press conference this afternoon. Thank you, James Ballantyne. That is the most useful text you ever sent me in all your years at the Buzz. So I appreciate it.